As we continue our special coverage of the Cattle Industry Convention for 2015 here in San Antonio, one of the highlights for a lot of folks, including yours truly, is the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar. We talk about where cattle prices have been over the last year, corn prices, energy prices, where they're headed in the new year. This year, no exception on all of that. Of course, they were celebrating a remarkably, what Randy Block called a perfect storm of market conditions for the cattle industry in a very good way. And so profitability in all segments of the business and some historically high prices along the way. That, of course, brings increased risk along the way. And it looks like 2015, a little more challenging as far as the market is concerned. But one of the things that's always a real treat is Dr. Art Douglas, who for years was on the staff at Creighton University, now retired, but still doing weather work for Cattle Facts. And for the 39th year, he made his presentation, talked about the immediate weather forecast, where we've been in this last year, where we're going here in the spring and summer of 2015. But then he talked a little longer term. What about a 15-year forecast? Well, that's what he was suggesting because of the temperatures in both the Pacific and the Atlantic. Here's that 15-year forecast.
Okay, here's the last portion of my talk, which is this big change in the what we call decadal oscillations in the oceans. In 1998, the East Pacific, the west coast of the U.S., became very cold. The Atlantic had become very warm about 4 years earlier. And we went into this new mode of a cold West Coast, warm Atlantic in 1998 that lasted through 2013. What we're seeing is that cold water body along the West Coast, as you saw in the previous maps, has completely reversed itself. Likewise, it's become quite cold from Japan to the area north of Hawaii. That big warm water pool that you see in the North Atlantic has also cooled off immensely, and therefore these two oscillations that we had from 98 to 2013 are getting ready to change. Here's the actual temperature for the Pacific that's occurred ever since 1900. You can see this oscillation is about a 20-year oscillation. We just gradually started losing sea surface temperatures in about 1998, went down to a cold phase. But the last 2 years, 2014 and 2015, are the asterisks. And that's indicating then that the Pacific is finally reversed and we're back into a climate regime of about 1976 to 1997. Atlantic, it's a longer oscillation. This graph actually goes back to 1850. Notice we peaked there about 2010, 2011. Since then, temperatures are going down. Now, we're not in a cold phase yet. We'll probably be there within about a year or two. We go back and look at the climate in the United States ever since 1998 to 2013. It's been considerably warmer in the U.S., all the way from the southwest into the Great Lakes. In the southwest, it was primarily because we had very poor winter rainy seasons, including Texas. So if you look on the graph on the right, you can see a lot of that area has had much below normal precipitation. The dark reds actually indicate one standard deviation, and so for a period here of almost 15 years, we had standard deviations on precip indicating we're in the bottom one-third of all dry years for the last 100 years. This is a tremendous anomaly. Those of us who live in the Southwest know it. It's been an ideal situation, though, for the Midwest because it's been wetter than normal all the way from the Dakotas. They've had a lot of flooding up in there and wet all the way down into the Ohio Valley. So the pattern you're looking at now, which is what we've just come through, is going to completely reverse. We're going to see cooler conditions in the southwest with improved precipitation. In the upper Midwest, on the other hand, we're going to see cooler temperatures develop and drier conditions develop. So, you know, it's a mixed bag on this forecast. I think the southern tier of states, it's a good forecast, improved precipitation all the way from California to Georgia. On the other hand, maybe drier conditions in the upper Midwest, but also not as hot.
Interesting stuff from meteorologist Dr. Art Douglas, truly legendary when it comes to these Cattle Facts Market Outlook seminars. He's been doing it for 39 years. In San Antonio at the Cattle Industry Convention 2015, I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.